I'm going to open the line now. If you've got a question or a comment that you want to make, all you've got to do is hit *6 on your phone line. I know we're past the top of the hour, but this is my weekly time, usually, to connect with you. And if you've got a question or a comment,
Vance, this is Terry in Idaho. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Terry in Idaho. Long time no chat. I'm doing fantastic.
I've been here. I've just been quiet. Hey, I got a question. I actually got an inquiry on my Facebook page, how about that, about progesterone. And I was all excited, and I was going to answer them, and then I realized that the person asking me is in England, and you can't get progesterone over in Europe yet.
Oh, no, Patty, not true at all.
when I go out to the international webpage, it's not there.
Well, I know for a fact that Roger Drummer has been to Europe now twice in the last 6 months, and the reason why he went was to introduce, maybe I'm wrong. Did he do a Siaga? No, he was over there to do the progesterone tour.
Because I know Siaga is available.
Huh, I'm going to have to double check that. Okay, well, here's how you resolve that, Patty. And you can, everybody who doesn't want to hear how Vance manipulates the system, just put your fingers in your ears and go la, 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 because you're not going to hear this. Okay? So if you don't like this, then you don't have to do this. This is not really manipulation. It's just how you get around. Well, rules and regulations are more like suggestions, okay, to me. So when somebody says you can't do that, then I will back up, take a couple steps back and say, okay, now what would it take for me to actually do that without saying, can I come back and then regroup, reapproach them and say, so what you're telling me is I can't do this, but this would be okay? And then they'll look at you like, well, yeah, I never thought about it that way. See, because some people are caught up because that's their identity in rules and regulations. So that being said, excuse me, relationships should always trump regulations. Always. Always, always, always. So you've got somebody in England that needs the progesterone, right?
Yes.
And that's where you say yes. Okay, so Patty, this is my suggestion. If, and I just did this last month, with somebody in a country that will remain nameless, and they needed a bunch of immunity, and Nikan didn't have it in the country. So I bought them, they wired the money into my bank account, and I shipped it to them, and it was a win-win. That's how it worked. And so if they're willing to pay the rate for shipping, because shipping something like progesterone over to foreign country, it's going to cost them. Now, I did learn that you don't want to use priority mail boxes to go to a foreign country. Just put in a regular first-class cardboard box. With the neat thing about progesterone is that because it's in a high-density BPA-free plastic bottle, you don't have to worry about it breaking. But you take that box that it comes in, that two-pack box, and you put it into another box. You want to throw some peanuts around it? Great. If not, don't worry about it. But I'd get it over to them. There's their first month supply in that two bottles, and then from there on out, you know how it works. It's going to be one bottle per month for maintenance. But, you know, they can get it. They get it through you.
Cool.
Does that help you out?
That does. I will let him know that and see what he has to say.
Yeah. Nick, you know, and again, are we violating some, you know, international nutritional trade laws? Yeah, probably. In fact, I'm sure we are. Are we going to get Nikan in a lot of trouble? I don't know that we are. Is it going to really muck things up? Probably. I'll probably get a phone call on Monday and say, hey, Vance, you went on your call because we heard we've got the recording, and you told people that they can ship stuff to countries where Nikan's doing business where we have not gone through the testing. But you, as a friend, are merely shipping something that you found as a solution that helped you. You're not making any medical claims. Is it going to mess up Nikan's overall launching of progesterone in the European market? I doubt it. I highly doubt it. I know people that had the Nikan power patches here in North America 2 years before that product was released. How'd they get it? They knew people in Niken that were in Thailand who were shipping them to them, you know. And I was quite upset that some of these people were my friends, and they never told me about this. So did it mess up the introduction and the launch of the Power Patches here? No. No. So with nutritional stuff, there is some other, you know, regulations, because they're going to, you know, sometimes those boxes are going to get opened up because some customs officials are really hypersensitive about a nutritional product. Well, what if this is a drug? Well, they can look at the bottle and know it's not a drug if they tear into the package. So, you know, if they want to pay for the shipping and they want to get it through you, get it to them. You know, get them hooked on it. But I really was under the impression that when Roger Drummer, the two trips that he's made to Europe, it was to introduce progesterol, but obviously I'm wrong on that one.
Okay, and then I can go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Patty.
No, I was saying I can call headquarters and see what the official word is on when it might be available also.
Yeah, see if they'll tell you, and then you'll find out exactly what you're not supposed to do, because they'll volunteer that information. They're good about that.
A comment regarding the international. I'm phoning from Winnipeg here. I had a situation where I had to check the international availability of a particular product for a particular country, and it was not on the price list on the website, but I sent them an email, and it turned out they did have that product, and they simply had not updated the price list on the website. So just keep that in mind to maybe check it out further than just the website, in case they do really have that product in question.
Excellent.
Okay.
And I got the email from the head office in Irvine. They connected me to the to an email out in Singapore, actually, and got great service from them, and everything worked out in the end.
And Patty, on that, thank you for that suggestion. Patty, if you'll pop me an email, I by the end of the day, more than likely, I can get a response back to know exactly, because one of our diamonds, Tommy and Bente in Sweden, I just got an email from him yesterday. You know, there is a time zone change, but if I can jump on the computer this morning and pop him an email, then and ask him that. But I just need you to remind me, say, hey, is progesterol available in the European market? Because if they've got it in Sweden, that means I know they've got it in England. But I can confirm that. And then I'll also ask him what are they projecting the release date, because he knows more information than the average wellness consultant over there. But the suggestion from Winnipeg, and I just missed your name, so I'm sorry, and I recognize the voice, but thank you for that, because, again, just because you're not finding it, it just means it hasn't been updated. Give you a quick example. How many of us remember that the chocolate body balance was discontinued? We're talking weeks ago, maybe a couple months. Well, I ordered a bottle of it, or a jug of it, or container, whatever you call it, tub, this week. So, yes, it's been discontinued. It's being phased out, but it's still available. It's still there. So you just, you know, just because something, you know, go by what, if you ever have a question about whether or not something's available, or if it's out of stock, or it's out of inventory, just put in an order. Put in a mock order and see what happens. But then people will come back and say, well, Vance, I put in a mock order, and by the time I got to the credit card information, then it kicked me back out. Well, try it again, because it worked for me. I sold it. The person received it on, I ordered it on Monday. She received it on Wednesday, and so it's still there. It's, you know, even though it's being phased out, they still have it in inventory. Any other questions, comments? Thank you, Patty.
Vance, the best email to send for the requesting what's going on with the sleep mask, what would that be?
Oh, did I not give the email for that? I am terribly sorry.
You might have, but I didn't catch
feedback.
It.
Feedback@niken.com. And that's what I was told to do. August 1st, I had two different phone calls from two different people in two different states, not even related at all. And my encouragement to them was, hey, if there's something that was overpromised and underdelivered, or you were confused about something, or you had questions, feedback@niken.com. That's the email you need to send stuff to. They read them, and they take them seriously. And if there's a mass of people that are asking a question about, hey, we were told that, you know, the sleep mask and these other two items were going to be released on August 1st. Where are they? How come we can't get them? Send those emails to feedback@niken.com. Or you just, when you're on the website, you just run the lower right-hand corner. There's that green, you know, diagonal banner that says feedback here or whatever it says. You can use that as well. But the word feedback@niken.com is pretty simple. Thank you for that reminder.
Thank you.
Star 6 on your phone line will put you into the queue. And if you've got a question or a comment, a couple more minutes, and then I'm going to get into my day.
Pat, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
It's Barb in Richmond. I have a couple questions. I'm very, very excited about Colleen, Olga, and Christian. And
I can tell by your texts, Barb.
Yeah. My question is, and I think what I heard her say was, they're calling, in fact, I know they're calling new people, but they're calling the sponsor first to determine whether they're a business person or a customer, which is really neat because then they know what to say. So mm-hmm. Is that what I heard?
Yes, that's the way I understood it as well. So when you sponsor somebody, you're going to get a phone call from Christian and or somebody else in that. It's called the business department, which I thought was really profound when I was given that phone number. That's the business line for Niken, and that goes right to his desk. But if I understood it correctly, when we sponsor somebody, they're going to call the sponsor and then find out, hey, with this person they just sponsored and they bought, you know, a Vital Day Pack. Is their intention? Do you think they're going to be a business builder? Because we'll call them right now and welcome them on board. But if they just bought it to get a bunch of products at a discounted price and I see that they paid retail for that Vital Pack. They went and done that. I'm sorry, if they signed up. But they're not calling retail customers. So, like my friend Patty, who just ordered over $1,000 worth, she's not going to get a phone call from me, Ken.
I understand that. But also, a lot of people sign up, or we in the past, mm-hmm. we have signed people up that are wholesale customers. So mm-hmm. they're not going to call them either, right?
I didn't get that impression, but they might if we, you know, we can call Christian and say, hey, I just signed up this person. They're a wholesale customer. Here's their phone number. You don't even have to look it up. Here's their ID number. And would you mind calling them? Because maybe that might do that might be the tipping point for them as a wholesale customer if we want them to be called.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, it's to each his own. Some people just sign up to get the discount, and they don't want to be hassled with recruiting. They don't want to be hassled. They want to be a secret agent, wellness consultant. They don't want to tell anybody. Okay, they don't want that to be known.
Yep, that's great. That's a good resource for us.
You said you had a couple other questions, or was that it?
Nope.
All rolled into one.
That's it.
Okay. Is this format working for you guys? Because I'll stay on here as long as the questions keep coming, but I can't open up the line because
Vance,
it's just here.
Vance, Suzanne, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Suzanne. Who could not hear you? I mean, that would be a tragedy beyond all travesties.
Hey. So we had this situation this week, and also I think that this would be. You know, if this is occurring for other people, that it might also be an email to distributor relations. We have a brand new consultant that just signed up at the very last day of last month. So, yes, she's a business builder. Yes, she bought a Vital Day Pack and an environmental pack yesterday. And you know what? She's all excited because she heard about this leadership conference, but mm-hmm. the door's closed. So
here's what I would do, and this is what I did for our new person in Sweden
mm-hmm.
who came back on board in June, and he and his wife, they had $2,000 in June in their personal group volume, and then in July they had $25,500 personal volume in July. Yeah, I think they're a little bit excited.
Mm-hmm.
So they immediately, because they're a recycled wellness consultant, they were in Nikon before, they earned a trip to Las Vegas when the convention was there in 2006, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
It says 6 years ago, and I think if my memory serves me correctly. At any rate, they had emailed and asked, can they come to San Diego? So I picked up the phone as soon as I got that email and called Pat Elkins and said, Pat, here's the deal. Got somebody who wants to buy one of those 150 tickets. They definitely qualified, but they're out of North America's marketing business unit. What do we tell them? What do I tell them? And she, this is her response. And Suzanne, I would tell you to do the same thing. Suzanne. Wait a couple weeks, because Pat's recommendation to me was, Vance, there's a lot of people who are waiting until bonuses or commissions are run to make sure they're qualified for the month of July, to make sure all the totals are in for their two free nights or their four, or, you know, if they're combining it with another wellness consultant, or as Barb Satterwhite earned, she was one of our shining examples who earned the travel voucher. So she got the two free nights and the, what is it, $300 for travel?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. There are people that are waiting to see how the month finished. Well, my response back to Pat was, can these people not read the numbers on the computer? Call me stupid or call me crazy, but I can see the numbers and they're all tabulated. As soon as the order goes in, you know, 5 minutes later, the volume's there. So she agreed with me, but she said, give it a couple weeks, you know, till after the 15th, and then. But in your case, I would not wait till then. I would call Pat first thing Monday, or call the, whatever is the line that handles the conference.
Oh, well, I, that was what else I was going to share with you. I talked to Lynn Smith.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know, that was that day, but, you know, she flat out told me that there was no mechanism in place at this moment, and to not kill the messenger. She said, you know, I'm your friend, Suzanne. Don't go ballistic with me, because I have gone ballistic with her one time. And it caused her to get out of her chair and chase Jonathan Hallstrom through the building. So, anyway, she said, calm down, Suzanne, just the messenger. But today, on this day that you're speaking to me, there is no mechanism in place.
Sure.
So I was just asking you if, you know, because you have secrets, obviously, and
you know,
share
I,
them sometimes. And
I don't.
So I just wondered if you knew of a secret.
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily know of any secrets in that regard for
okay. That
method. But what I do know is always, as I mentioned before, rules and regulations are merely suggestions. There's always a way around them. If they don't suffice and meet the needs of us, the preventative sales department does not exist at NECAN. So if there is some issue, if there is something in place that is preventing a sale or preventing somebody from going to where they need to go, then we need to make it happen. If there's 150 tickets right now, if there's 150 seats there, I'm pretty darn well sure that Nikon would rather have a live human being in
right. There
rather than Casper and Wendy, because Casper and Wendy are not going to produce much volume. They just won't. So rather than having an empty seat, I know Nikon would much rather have a live body in that seat, even if
especially
they
hello, an excited one.
Yes,
no?
Exactly. So they missed the deadline. They didn't even know there was a contest. They didn't even know there was a, you know, they're brand new. We don't want to, you know, so I know there's going to be seats available. So we just give it a time and, you know.
Okay, I'll just promote other things. But I'm just thinking to myself, okay, you have a new person and we're all talking about, are you going to the leadership? You are? Oh, isn't that cool? But you have this new person standing there going, Wait, I can't even get on this conversation. That doesn't make any sense. You know, to me, that would be like in kindergarten when, you know, you sent out a birthday invitation for your little kiddo. You had to be inclusive, not exclusive. You know, it just didn't, it just doesn't resonate with what the whole philosophy of Negan is about. It just doesn't resonate with me. And I knew I couldn't be the only person that this didn't resonate with.
Yeah, no, there's always, and that's the reason I, you know, gave the suggestion about the sleep mask. Feedback@neken.com. Leave it at that. You guys, they'll respond.
So it's the sleep mask that is in warehouse, not the Kinko seat. I misunderstood when we got on the call a few seconds late. So.
Correct. No. Okay. Were you on the, you were on the President's Club call this week?
I was.
Right? On the kickoff call? Yeah, that's the way I understood it. Both the Kinko seat 2 and the Mag Duo are tied up in customs, but the sleep mask is not. So, if you guys want it and we need to see it, we don't need to be waiting any longer. Feedback@neken.com. So,
okay.
I'll leave it at that. And Steve, you don't have to edit any of that out. So, thank you. I know there's
Vance?
A couple more people. Yes, go ahead.
It's Chris. One of the things about the San Diego event that. Yeah, it's kind of like one of these whisper warranties from GM and such. You can take a guest, and I don't remember ever seeing this written anywhere, but when I was asking the other day, you can take a non-Negan guest with you.
Right, but the problem became when I, thank you, Chris, the problem came when I mentioned to Lynn that she's already a consultant. And so who's excited? So that's the part that it just won't fit in my mind. You know, I refuse to believe that Negan's going to ostracize a brand new excited consultant and not give her a mechanism to attend an event.
I bet you if you register as a guest that's not Negan, I bet you they don't have a no-fly list.
Well, there you go. But again, you know, do I want to teach a brand new consultant? Let's manipulate the system. See, that just doesn't.
I know, it's frustrating. I want to bring up two others that I'd like you to do an email request for sometime, Vance. And we've talked about this one a time or two before. But the losing the 3 days of auto ship at the end of the month.
Hey, whoa, slow down there, big guy. Slow down. I'm not telling you to slow down. I'm just saying, hey, I had a person on the 30th of July put in an auto ship at 6 o'clock at night. Okay, so that issue has probably already been resolved or made it sooner. So it went through in July because I called them that morning. We talked and they said, "Yeah, Vance, when we get home, we're looking at everything. We're going to put in an order, you know, a regular order." But they put it in and it went through. Now whether or not it was a bona fide auto ship or not, but the thing is, that could be actually resolved. But you're again right.
Now, wait, did it go through, or did it go through as a July volume?
No,
it'll go through, but it's going to show up as August.
No. It went through as a July volume. So that may have been resolved, but then again, maybe it didn't. Maybe I looked at it wrong, and I didn't see those two magic letters, you know, A/S. So maybe it wasn't an auto ship order. But I just talked to him yesterday, and he said, "Yeah, we got that in, but we're probably going to have to cancel that and move it or whatever." Because my recommendation for anybody is, if you have to put it in one time, and then set it up to be the beginning of the month, that's a much better remedy. Auto ships at the end of the month drive me crazy. They all need to be because that's auto volume, and then when you get an email from Dave Johnson that says, you know, I looked at my whole report and everything is zero. You know, it's kind of a defeating thought when you look at all these zeros. But everybody starts out at zero. But the bottom line is try and get people to ship. You know, if they have to put in a regular order and pay 10% more, you know, so be it. But then, you know, try and get them in at the beginning of the month. It makes more sense. But I agree with you, Chris. And I appreciate the suggestion, but anything at all you guys come across, if I cannot stress this enough, feedback@neken.com, that is your ticket, and as soon as you fire off a message, a few minutes later, you'll get a response back from Neken, but they read these things.
Oh, I'm on first-name basis with Sylvia over there.
Yeah, I know, and I've talked to several people. Brenda is one, and they read these things, they take them seriously, because Negan is at a position right now that they want to hear from us. They want to know what issues are are not working. And like I said before, the preventative sales department does not exist at NECAN. And so if there's something there that needs to be tweaked or modified for our greater good, then they need to know about it because they may not even realize it. But when you have people like Colleen Edwards and Christian there who are working on our behalf, they need to know. Alfredo called me yesterday and he said, "What can I do to help you?" And I just let him have it. I don't think he was prepared for what I shared with him.
Be careful what you ask, huh?
Yeah, I just told him. I said, "Hey, what I don't need is this, this, and this. What I need you to do is, even this is not your department, you need to scribble a note and walk down to that department and get them to fix this." Because
well, here's the other one that I had. I dropped you that email a while ago. I didn't know if you'd gotten it. Is if you sign up a retail customer on AutoShip, there's no way of controlling that AutoShip to make changes or anything else except by fax or phone call. Which, you know, that's okay, but it's just so, you know, okay, I've gotten spoiled. I like using the computer to do those. It's easy and quick, and I can do it at 2 o'clock in the morning if I happen to wake up and think about it.
Yeah, and who uses faxes in the 21st century? I know we don't anymore. I have to actually go to my parents' house or go to the fire station and use the fax there illegally.
Right, and then calling distributor relations and being on hold for 20 minutes is not always convenient either.
Yeah, no, that's another one. And then so if that's a frustration for, you know, for you, anybody that's still on the line, feedback@necan.com, pop them an email, say, "Hey, we need to fix this. Why is this?" I mean, these are simple computer program things.
You would think.
Yeah.
Vance?
Yes. Go ahead, Julie.
With the auto ship question, you can easily change the dates on your auto ships. You just go in, because I recently did it. You just go in, and there's a place where it says date, and then you can put in whatever date you want to move it to, and then you just update it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And thank you for reminding me of that, Julie, because I saw that note on there, or that option. And so if you had an auto ship, let's say on the 20th or the 25th of the month, and then the 5th or the 6th of the month, the following month comes around, go ahead and change it, but activate it from the 1st to the 2nd. It's not going to ship out right then. You're just modifying the ship date for the following month. So there may be a couple days in there where you don't have it, but it's just simpler that way. It's more of a business strategy. Or if you have a little bit extra, it's not going to hurt.
And you can also mark it when you set them up on your site. Mm-hmm. You can choose whether you want it retail or wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that, and then you can have, if you set it up as retail, then you have access to changes. Awesome.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, Julie, because I know this is what Chris brought up. If you set up a secondary auto ship on your account,
you can do those either retail or wholesale. But what I was hoping to do was, I had a retail customer who was interested in being able to change hers. I said, "Well, great, we'll set you up so you can change it whenever you want. You don't have to call me," which means another phone tag game. She could change it herself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
that makes sense.
I see.
You now have an automated, you know, self-independent retail customer if they choose to be, or you can go in and assist to help them if they need to. Right now, the only way to change it is by phone or fax.
Oh, okay.
Customer can't go change their own on the computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I see what you're saying, but and at the same time, would it, in Nikan's defense, I'm not making excuses, but would it be so bad to have 25 retail customers that are calling us once a month or popping us an email and saying, "Hey, I don't need 2 immunity, but I do need both the men's and women's this month. Can you change that for me?"
Oh, and I do that sort of thing, and I'm glad to do it. But on the other hand, if they call me and I'm out of town for a couple of days and I don't get it changed in time, I become the bad guy.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You know, when this should be such a simple thing to do.
Right. No, I hear you.
My retail customers or my downline, I ask them if they don't mind if I take their password, and and I've got a system for doing that, so it's easy for me to keep track of who's which. And I'll tell them, if you need me to change something for you, I will. You know, so I mean, I don't mind doing it, but it's for those customers who want to take control of their own, which is always a good thing to have somebody doing their own.
Right.
It's,
can they call the change in themselves?
No,
they want
because
to
it's
it.
Because it's underneath your
call
eyes.
It in, but they can't do it on the computer.
Yeah,
oh.
They can call in and change, but a lot of people have gotten used to the 21st century technology of doing everything online. And my friend Patty, for example, she found out all about the air unit. I never even mentioned anything about the air unit to her. She went on Neek Insight and found that out, did all the homework herself.
And see, that's why I like to sign up retail customers, is they get the, you know, that whole information system from Neekin becomes available to a retail customer who's signed as a retail customer.
Right.
And you also add one more to the Wellness Home program every time they place an order. I mean, well, when they place their first order.
Exactly.
So there's some advantages of setting up a retail customer as opposed to having them simply another auto ship as retail under your own ID.
Absolutely. Okay.
And it seems self-defeating for Neekin not to encourage that.
Right.
So.
Okay. I think
the Neekin world is wonderful.
Yes, yes. I
don't
think
get me wrong.
Yeah, we beat this one enough, so let's, you know. Any other questions or comments? Again, *6 on your phone line if you've got something. And if nobody else other than Julie and Chris and Vance are on the line, then I'll bid you all farewell. I'll get into my day. Got lots and lots of stuff ahead of me. So next week, I never even did announce it, but it's not a big deal. You'll see it in the email. We're going to be talking about phase two. And my goal is to have somebody other than myself, although I won't be a proclaimed expert on it. I can hold my own, but I'd rather have somebody else to rap with me to really get into it. So that's what we're going to focus on next Saturday morning. I will bid you guys a farewell.
Vance,
yeah.
Just
yeah,
a little
now, oh, my goodness, now people are coming out of the woodwork. Oh, my goodness. What am I doing?
I know.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, I just want a quick note so Lee can help me. The green travel quilt. The old one, what's the best way to clean it? I know you have to take it to the cleaners, but there's a special cleaning at the cleaners or no?
If I remember correctly, any of Neekin's comforters, if you wash them on a very gentle cycle with wool light, I think that's fine.
Oh, even the green travel quilt?
Even the green travel quilt. The green
okay.
travel quilt has the magnets built into it, just
right.
like the new comforters of today, and we've washed all of ours on gentle, again, I reiterate, gentle cycle. All washing machines have a gentle cycle that does not beat the living tar out of the items in the wash with a soft, a gentle cleanser like Woolite. There's lots of other brands out there. I'm not saying you got to run out and buy Woolite.
Right.
But
okay.
Use something of similar, and then let them just hang out to dry. The summertime is the best time to wash them because you can hang them out and they'll be dry by the afternoon, most parts of the country anyways, or the world, and that's what we recommend. That's what
just don't hang them in the sun.
Yeah, don't hang them in the sun. Yeah, thank you for that reminder as well.
Oh, you're quite right. Also, just real quick to let you know, I just found out this morning Doc Watson had a stroke. How he's doing, I don't know, other than he's in rehab.
Okay, thank you.
If I hear any more, I'll let you know.
Okay, appreciate it. And if you can email that to me or get Ronnie to email that to me, I would like to follow up and ask some other people that may know more about that.
Okay.
Vance?
Yes?
Specifically on washing those comforters, I remember Dave Balzer talking about it, and it was not that it's going to damage the far infrared. It's simply you don't want the fibers to get bunched up because they'll lose their insulating quality.
Right,
as
right.
As far as damaging the quilt itself, the energy-relating qualities, that doesn't happen. It's simply you don't want it. You want to be careful that it doesn't bunch it up in the washing and especially in the drying process.
Right, yeah, no. Don't ever put any of the far-infrared comforters in the dryer, okay? Unless you're just doing tumble-dry, no heat, but the heat will destroy those fibers, bottom line. And that's why okay. Justine reminded us, don't put them in the sun. That's not what they're designed for. It will break down them. But again, on a gentle cycle, did I use that word already? I think I did. One
yep.
more time for you. On a gentle cycle in the washing machine, it will not harm them.
Right, and I'm not using an agitator, just one that...
Yeah, that's exactly what, you know, you're basically just trying to, you know, get any collected dust And if you don't have it on a travel comforter, you obviously don't have it in a duvet cover. But in all the rest of them, if they're in a duvet cover, you don't necessarily need to wash the comforter. Just wash the cover because the comforter's not getting exposed to anything. So you don't, it's kind of redundant.
But thank you, Vance.
You're very welcome, Justine. Have a great weekend.
Why shall?
Okay. All right, gang. I think we're done. I think we've maxed this out to the ultimate here. So have a fantastic weekend, everybody. If there's anything that I can do to assist, don't hesitate calling, emailing, whatever. We will be out of town for the first 3 days of next week, but I have access to email, and I do check my phone messages regularly. So happy to serve you in any way that we can, and look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning. All right? Enjoy the Olympics, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Vance.
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Vance.
Thanks, Vance.